with Hugh McFadden. Hugh, Ulster final 2 weeks today. Happy with that performance against Down?
Yeah, look, bit of a cliche, but any day you win Ulster semi-final, you know, it's a good day. So we came in here today probably expecting a wee bit of a tougher match, to be honest. Like, you know, Down showed their calibre last year and a mighty one against Monaghan in Newry, and I suppose we were monitoring and analysing that game, and unfortunately for Down's perspective, they probably didn't come up with the goods and they'll be disappointed, but we're happy the way the game turned out today, you know.
Especially when you lost Neil McGee so early on as well, 30 minutes into the first half, it was a worry then.
Yeah, I think we kicked 4 scores to no score at the time when we lost Neil. I didn't see the incident, so I can't really comment on it, but you know, I suppose that would be worrying, you know, unknown territory, but I think we reacted well. We controlled the next maybe 10 or 15 minutes of the half and kicked maybe 1-7 to no score, so that was good. But I suppose then again we're disappointed maybe the last few minutes leading up to half time where Down maybe kicked 5 or 6 scores, you know.
But we looked like the team with the extra man for long periods of that game.
Yeah, you know, I think Ryan McHugh was absolutely phenomenal today. He took ball, he beat men. Umban was very powerful running lines, and then Michael, Jamie and Patrick were very dangerous inside and coming around the field, and thought every man showed well. Keelan Ward, Paul Brennan, Leo McLoone carried some big ball, and then Cian Mulligan, Darrell Boyle, Noren off the bench and a few others. Everybody looked dangerous, and hopefully now that'll pay for us coming towards Sunday 2 weeks.
10 different scorers on the score sheet today. You can get on today yourself. You had your quota in Derry, but it's good to see that spread of scores.
Yeah, it's positive. Look, you know, some days we can be probably too dependent on Paddy and Michael for scores, and maybe Ryan. So it's nice to see a lot of scores coming today. I thought there was a lot of quality kicks. You know, Kieran Thompson kicked a few big scores in the first half. Keelan Ward got one on the left foot, and a few boys off the bench could have scored. Even Stephen Menham got up for a score, and that's positive. And I suppose it'll be something we'll need here, you know.
Someone who's going to catch the headlines now, of course, is the Rory Gallagher factor now with Fermanagh.
Yeah.
How do you think the team here will address that?
You know, I'll be honest, we didn't look past today. You know, Rory and Fermanagh had an absolutely fantastic win last week against Monaghan, and no doubt Rory had a massive part to play in that. But you know, it sounds great writing articles and writing stories that the manager's coming back now to haunt us, but look, we're just going to focus on ourselves. There's no hiding that Rory knows our players inside out, but that'll only count for so much when things come to fruition here in Sunday 2 weeks.
Or McNeilis didn't start today, but he'll be certainly itching to get a starting place now in the Ulster final.
Aye, Owen's top quality. You know, he was struggling with an injury for a few weeks, and he's easing his way back into it. He showed glimpses of class, and Owen McNeilis is a good man to add any squad now in the Ulster final.
Yeah, good man to come off the bench as well. So it'll be heads down, tails up, and get the work done now for 2 weeks today.
I suppose this is new territory for us all, 2 week turnaround for an Ulster final. I know in 2016, after the Monaghan replay, it was only 2 weeks, but the 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks is completely new for us, but it's enjoyable, and I suppose we'll be looking now to get a few quality sessions in, and we'll be hoping to bring the Anglo-Celt home for Donegal for 2 weeks' time, boys.